Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Fan Hotline is brought to you by Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Holland Capitis. Let's go right to the Fan Hotline right now, and we're going to talk to a legend in broadcasting, and that, of course, is Lanny Fritteri, former Pirates broadcaster, who is now retired but still very, very active. Hi, Lanny. How are you?
Hey, Pink Panther. How you doing? All right?
I knew that was coming. Lanny and I played golf today, and Lanny kicked my butt, which isn't easy, which isn't hard to do because I'm not very good. But we had a good time,
How about that shot you hit on 18, where you hooked it around the trees, got it right back in the fairway? That was your best shot of the day.
Well, that's the one that gets you coming back, right? Isn't that the beauty of golf? You can play.
Oh, it is.
You're outside. Yeah, you have a good time, and you hit one or two good ones, and that's enough to bring you back.
Yeah, it's a great game, and I love playing it, and it was so much fun to get together with you today. So I'm certainly glad that you joined Jack Fela and me, and we had a great day.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think that's, you know, the good thing about golf, too, is you can play it. As long as you're reasonably in decent, you know, health, you can play it till you're, you know, there's guys in their 90s that play golf.
Well, I'm 72 now, and I'm certainly hoping that, you know, I can play it into my 80s. I love the game. I don't worry about the fact that I can't drive the ball very far. But it's a wonderful game. I'm fortunate to be at Chartiers Country Club. And you know, like I said, I play an awful lot. I play just about every day, and fortunately the weather's been nice enough for us to get out a little bit warm at times, but that never bothered me.
Well, Lanny, I think you know, one of the things that you said to me today that I thought was real interesting is I asked you, I said, hey, you know, do you miss calling games every night? And you said you would, except for you've done a lot of stuff with high school sports and with Little Leagues and with the Pony League World Series, and it's the love of broadcasting the game that really is what brings you back to it, and so you really haven't missed it that much.
Well, let me say, and I mentioned this to you when we were driving around on the golf cart, that I certainly would love to have a chance to come back and do a few more Pirate games. I love being in the Pirate broadcast booth, and that was my dream, and I realized it for 33 years. But as I told you, you know, I never really was a great sports fan. I'm a fan of broadcasting. And for me, and you mentioned that you agreed with me about this, that for me to enjoy a sporting event, I have to be actively involved. I have to have the headsets on. You know, since I left the Pirates, I've been to a few games, and it was difficult for me to just sit there. I kept score because I had to be doing something. It's difficult for me to just sit there, and that's why when Don Rebel years ago, like 10 years ago, asked me if I wanted to do high school sports, and Don, who's done such a tremendous job, you know, leading the way now with Justin LaBar and the high school sports network, the Triple I High School Sports Network, that's why I love doing it. High school football, basketball, baseball, softball, anything to give me a chance to put the headphones on and do the prep work. I strongly believe, and I teach this at Waynesburg University, that to be an effective broadcaster, you have to put in a lot of preparation. That 85% of the success of the broadcast is determined by how much prep you put into it. And when you do high school sports, as you know, Paul, you know, there's no media guys. There's no sports information director to give you the information. If you want to know how to pronounce students' names and athletes' names in a high school level, if you want to know about them, then you have to go and do the work yourself. And that's part of it. What I enjoy is having the opportunity to talk to athletic directors, talk to coaches, talk to the players, and find out a little bit about them so I can talk about them on the air.
Well, yeah, and I think the big thing, you know, you teach at Waynesburg, you teach broadcasting. What in your mind, when you talk to obviously young broadcasters or young guys that want to be broadcasters, is that the number one thing you tell them, that basically it starts with preparation and you've got to maybe over-prepare to really do the job right?
Well, you're right. You have to over-prepare. You hope that when the game is over, you look back at your notes and find out that you used, depending on what type of game it was, so maybe use 40% of what you prepared or 50% of what you prepared. The first thing I tell my students is they have to be themselves. You know, there's a tendency at times for young broadcasters to hear a broadcaster and then try to be like that broadcaster. And I fell in the same trap. My early years as a pirate broadcaster, I thought I could be like Vin Scully, which was absolutely stupid on my part, because two things. Number one, there's only one Vin Scully. And number two, I just didn't have the skills that Scully had as it related to vocabulary and also things that, you know, in my case, if I want to talk about players, I have to write things down. I don't have a great memory, but that's okay. When you're a broadcaster, if you take great notes, if you keep an extensive and organized system, you can do it. So number one, be yourself. Number two, as I said, is the preparation. 85% of what you say on the air has to be prepared. And the third thing that I stress with my students, Paul, is that 95% of what I hear my students say on the air, I want it to be factual. I don't think that a 19, 20, 21-year-old broadcaster doing sports can succeed by spewing a lot of opinion or strategy. First of all, a lot of young people don't know the ins and outs of the strategy of some of the games, and the offensive strategy or defensive strategy of a particular team. And I always tell my students that if you stay by the rule of 95% of what you say on the air is factual, then you can never get in trouble. If you start now venturing into your opinions, then you're going to get yourself in trouble. And, you know, best example I can give you is if you were listening to a 20-year-old, well, let me use it myself as an example. When I was a pirate broadcaster, my first year as a pirate broadcaster, if a novice broadcaster were to say something like, "That's the greatest catch I've ever seen," well, you're only 21 years old. So, I mean, there's no credibility to that. And so staying with the facts, making sure that you know the facts, learning about the game, learning about the rules, you do those things well, you're going to be successful. And fortunately, in the 11 years I've been teaching at Waynesburg, I've had a large number of students that have listened to my advice. Again, they've got to understand who they are as broadcasters. And the other thing that's challenging for this generation of broadcasters, the entry-level jobs in broadcasting now are in radio and internet announcing. So if students today don't listen to radio play-by-play, then they can't understand how radio play-by-play is supposed to be done. They can't listen to Jim Nance, Al Michaels, Mike Tirico, Joe Buck, and think that they can do it like those guys, because they're TV play-by-play announcers and the entry-level jobs are going to be in radio.
When you talk about TV versus radio, I'm assuming that the number one difference is in radio, you have to be a lot more descriptive of what's going on, right? Because people aren't able to watch it, or you assume people are listening and not watching, as opposed to TV where they're actually watching it. I mean, that's got to be a really difficult thing to transition between one and the other.
Well, it is. If you have a job where you're doing radio some nights and television some nights, it can be a little bit difficult to transition. But if you are true to what I said a moment ago, if you've spent a lot of time listening to Bill Hillgrove do football, or Tony Caridi do football, or Mike Lang do hockey, or Brett Brown and Joe Block do radio baseball. If you listen to them, you understand, you know, it's not that difficult to do a good job of describing the action, providing that you understand that the first thing you need to do is to tell your audience, describe the play. Where's the ball? Who has it? Not only player, but team. And what are they doing with it? And when you do football, there are so many locations on the field that fans know. And here's the other thing, too, about doing football, is you have to tell your students and you have to remind your audience that there's two of everything. So if you say that the ball's on the Waynesburg 10-yard line, that's a heck of a lot different than if Waynesburg has the ball on the Teal 10-yard line. Those two locations on the field are 80 yards apart. Same thing with baseball, describing definitively where the ball is hit. You know, that ball's popped up and it's caught by the first baseman standing 2 yards outside the first base line and 2 yards away from the base. If I tell you that, you know exactly where the ball is located. Same thing with basketball. Knowing top of the key, right elbow, lower right key, right baseline, and remembering that there's a right side and a left side. So the student that is committed to listening, and again, not picking up, not stealing techniques from other broadcasters, but understanding the way a radio broadcast is supposed to sound.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really good sound advice. You know, real quickly, I know you did baseball for a lot of years, but, you know, you do a lot of other sports now. Have you learned to really, you know, appreciate and enjoy, you know, calling other sports?
I have. You know, at one time in the minor leagues, I did hockey for 2 winters, so I've done them all. And I really enjoy doing basketball, particularly when the broadcast location is down on the floor, when you're right there in the middle of things. I prefer basketball down courtside as opposed to being up a little bit. But I tell you what, having done them all, having done baseball, football, hockey, basketball, I can tell you without question, the most difficult sport to announce on radio is baseball, because the pace is different from game to game. You need to know the game better to be a good baseball announcer. And you need to be constantly descriptive with your audience and telling the audience things to keep them interested, even when the game is maybe not interesting at all and it's a lopsided ball game. And there's a possibility that if you do enough games during the course of a season, you're going to have some good ones, but you're also going to have some real bad games. It requires skill on your part to make it interesting.
Yep, there's no question. Hey, Lanny, I can't thank you enough. I mean, I know you're busy. I appreciate you taking some time.
Hey, Paul,
and of course, yes?
One final thing. I talked to your producer, Bill Steinbach, off the air. I want to mention Bill Steinbach is the grandson of a guy that I worked with and I had tremendous respect for. Bill Steinbach did 90-6 on KDKA. I used to do sports on 90-6. It was so great to talk to his grandson today. And it's wonderful that his grandson is following his grandfather's footsteps.
Well, absolutely. And Bill is an essential part of this show. I can tell you that much right now.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. So thanks, Lanny. I really appreciate it, man. And thank you for today as well.
We'll meet up again soon, Paul.
Okay, we'll do that. I appreciate it. That's Lanny Pretieri, former Pirate broadcaster. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.